Tonight, the President outlined a new plan for the U.S. mission in Iraq. I agree with his approach to establish benchmarks for progress or conditions for staying for the Iraqi government to meet. I also believe the push for job creation is prudent because it could accomplish much in the effort to reduce violence. I'm trying to maintain an open mind, however. I cannot ignore the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group and our senior military leaders who have all but unanimously said that sending more troops to Iraq is not the answer. After two meetings at the White House in the last 5 days, I'm not convinced that sending in an additional 21,000 troops will quell the sectarian violence or stabilize Baghdad. The President's plan depends on many assumptions. It assumes an increase of 21,000 troops is sustainable. And if the increase is sustainable, it assumes that 21,000 troops are sufficient to achieve the objective of securing Baghdad. It assumes the National Guard and Reserve components will not be further stretched by this deployment. It assumes Iraqi troops will be trained, equipped, and capable and will show up and engage the enemy. It assumes Prime Minister al-Maliki can deal with Muqtadir al-Sadr and his militia. It assumes the Shia-dominated government can achieve national reconciliation and put an end to the civil war. The failure of any one of these assumptions could undermine the entire plan.